Blog Talk Radio. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again on April the 24th. My name is Thomas Williams. I'll be your host tonight for this week's update with Drake. So, Drake, the song says a change is going to come. Are you able to tell us there'll be some changes?
I love the song.
So, I'll leave.
Yes.
Is a change going to come?
Oh, it's coming. We're working on it, believe it or not. A lot of people think that there's a different wind blowing now. I mean, the reason Obama is going to visit where he's going is to start the same crap that's going on in the Ukraine. Problems with China. They're being testy. Well, I'll just go over and stand on Japan and say, yeah, no, you don't. He's going to try to get money-wise over there, too. He'll have his beggar's hat out, little tin cup. There's a whole lot of things going on that are really earth-shattering that people really, you know, they tell a lot of people take this stuff serious. I did. I don't know how serious everybody takes it, but has anybody heard of the zombie apocalypse? And no, I don't mean a video game. I'm talking about the one where the U.S. Government is supposed to be coming out with these half-dead, half-alive thingamabobs that don't feel nothing. You can chop them up in pieces until you get down to the little bitty chunks. They have a tendency to try to bite you on the neck and eat your brains and all this. I mean, if you ain't followed, this is fun. Come on now. I'll give you a zombie apocalypse, and it's happened, it's been happening since the 50s, if you want the truth. Really, really interesting. First time it got exposed is in 1955 by way of a certain person in Indianapolis that found out about somebody doing some fun and games in Chicago, and went up and paid a visit to a relative who happened to work in the right department to provide the records, and I thought it was just, you know, pretty cool. I mean, you take a look at the records, you know, if you really want a zombie apocalypse, take a look at the records, and you're going to find there's more dead voters than there are live ones. And they voted. I mean, they probably stinky by the time I got to the booth, but back to the fun and games. China holds $1.2 trillion in bonds, U.S. bonds. I'm not talking about the other ones. I'm talking about bonds. Russia has a similar stake, not quite as big, but they're up there pretty high, $1,600 billion. People don't understand what's going on. I've tried to explain it. I'm going to hit you again. there's a website. It's called somehelpful.info/articles/2013-1103, and then you got a minus sign, China, minus sign, and minus sign, gold.html. That'll give you some of the charts for the past things been going on. And people need to understand the realism in this. The interesting part is conditions. They go along with financial transactions. As everybody knows, if you've got any kind of loan at all, you have been run through the ringer. Yeah. Sign your life away. 50 pages later, you might be able to get the $20 you asked for in the first place when you go to the bank. So anyway, you get the BRICS, and that's a plural, but it did the S became official. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and in 2010, the addition of South Africa. These are the supposedly up and coming. Kinds of countries, and they're pretty cool in some ways, and some other ways they're not. Oh boy. anyway, the in 13, March of 13, and that's a while back if you think about this, the decisions were made among the BRICS to develop their own financial system. Then you got the unaligned nations falling in line saying, oh, that sounds good to us. What, you know, show us more, teach us about it and all this stuff. So they've been real busy, and they've been talking about this. I mean, it's the actual talks that hit the news happened in 12. So we're in 14. It's about 2 years, which is what Neil's talking about in his update. The interesting part about this is they finally agreed. Now, I want you to think about this. They finally agreed to develop their own financial system. It mirrors some of the things that we got in terms of the Western and European financial system, but stands alone outside of it. And you want to have some fun, try to get some intel right now. Go ahead, I dare you. Go on. You know, tappity-tap on the computer, make some phone calls, talk to the White House barber, and he ain't even going to know squat. It's really amazing how all of a sudden everything went, everybody's holding their breath. Now, there's got to be some people turning far-out shades of purple by now because they've been doing this for a little while. If you've watched the markets, you've noticed things going up and down. Everybody that does anything at all, you casually see it on news and it gets in the way of sports and you go, change the channel. Well, you might want to take a look at it and I'll tell you why. Very simple. The financial situation, as I've told you, is not good. Man, I'm not trying to scare the whatever out of anybody, but you do want to be concerned about it. You do want to be prepared and all that. The thing about it is this, and the interesting part is this. I've told you for a while that these people that have been playing games with markets in varying levels, varying places, have been having financial problems. Well, what happened to the Ukrainian businesses that are in Crimea? Somebody forgot to mention that. And I'm not talking about mom and pop. I'm talking about something that's got several, say, factory outlets or whatever. Now you got the eastern Ukraine going, we want a referendum too. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's go in there and shoot some of them. Maybe he'll quit that. Well, it didn't work.
if the troops, the Ukrainian troops, continue to attack their civilians, they're going to come up against another military, like it or not. That's kind of nasty. That's kind of out there, but there it is. and they're not prepared for diddly squat. Now, the funny thing about that over there is it's similar to what's going on here. And what's going on here is very simple. We don't have the capacity to run a supply line that long for any serious number of troops. We tried it in two different countries recently and failed miserably. We forgot to pay the guy that is the gatekeeper in a couple places, and they blew up our convoys. Yeah, check it. It's all out there. There's some places that you don't screw with. There's some people you don't screw with. And, I mean, you know, I'm not talking about going out and having fun games, political or otherwise. I'm talking about you don't mess with something that is agreed upon. And now we're coming up against the wall, and things are really getting ready to hit the fan, and I'm going, this is going to get interesting. What do I know about this? Do I know very much? Now, I'm going to say this again. China has gone dark, and I mean gone dark. You couldn't get intel out of there if you had somebody in the room. And believe me, yes, I did ask a friend of a friend of a friend of a somebody that knows somebody that's related. And they said, no, I can't say nothing. I said, and it got back to me, I said, bull, play horse hockey with yourself. I mean, you want to go play with yourself. You're supposed to do it in private, not in public, and quit telling me that, and let's hear what you got. I did get word back. Oh, it was rather enlightening. So, China ain't talking to nobody. But I did get something from the fly on the wall in a couple of different rooms, and it's pretty interesting. And then darkness out of China. I'm talking that you can't find out what they're doing with the yuan, gold, financial systems. You cannot tell what's happening in any areas of the intelligence community. For a very good reason. we'll get to that part in a minute. Then we got some fun and games. I checked with a couple of contacts I got that deal with Russian intelligence. Russia ain't talking. Oh, geez. Here we go again. Come on, dude. Let's be real. Talk to me. You know that I won't say the wrong things. It's wrong. It's all wrong. You can't say nothing about it if I tell you anything about it. So, okay, well, tell me anyway, and I'll shut up. Oh, I got a pretty good load out of that. Okay. Well, that made it even more interesting because some of the intel I got from Russia and some of the intel from China kind of tended to match up. And I said, whew, that's interesting. I had no idea. Then I found out what was going on. There have been a bunch of things going on, as you know, behind the scenes. Now, anybody that ain't looked and ain't seen anything and has been wondering, all of a sudden, mainstream media ain't got nothing juicy. I mean, the best they can do is Bundy getting upset with the idea of racism. He should have kept his mouth shut and let his thing play out, but he's dumb enough to open his mouth and say so anyway, remove all doubt, you know, people like that. So I got to asking, and come to find out, there have been a whole bunch of ultra-secret talks going on among a whole bunch of different people, and a whole bunch of different places for a whole bunch of different things representing a whole load of countries. Ain't that a nice mess? Didn't say squat, but filled your ear right up with it. Okay, here's how it works. The United States intelligence agencies, all of them, are having a problem right now. They can't get diddly squat. They decided to play games with people, and they couldn't get it that way either. They thought we was hiding it on the website. Tried to close it down. Didn't work too well. But anyway, it's still there. There ain't nothing to be hidden. It's all out in the open. One of these little things from Mr. Weber on the Facebook page, only 9 countries without Rothschild central banks. That's interesting. And we're at war. Well, now you know why we are at war with them. Lots of intel involved in that, if you think about it. Everywhere that we got a war going on right now is where somebody is there that's saying, no, we ain't going to play your game, I'm going to play mine. Oh, boy. So, I'm sitting here wondering what kind of a show I can have for any intelligence. But then I did get some, then I got some more. And then I looked around and I said, oh my goodness, look at that. This is juicy. And the person that gave it to me said, shh, don't you say nothing. I went, oh man, now what am I supposed to talk about for 3 hours if you're going to turn my spigot off? I mean, it's hard to fill the bathtub when you ain't got no water. Well, just because I know it don't mean I'm going to put it out. And the interesting part about this is where the rubber meets the road. The part of the things that people don't catch, they miss. There have been ongoing efforts by Russia to circumvent any actions taken against them, as well as what they're doing in the Ukraine. Now, I've stipulated this before, and everybody needs to pay attention to it. It took a superpower to ensure the rights, the God-given, unalienable rights of the people of Crimea to have a choice, freedom of will, choice, to decide that they wanted to have a referendum whether or not they wanted to partake of this appointed central banking system government in Kiev. And they said 97% no. You know what you can do? Stick it where the sun don't shine. And they said, okay. Now everybody on the other side is saying, we're going to do something to you. Oh boy, there we go again. If you make somebody mad enough, the blood vessels pop out on their head. And some people just look like a road map. I mean, they even turn purple here and there. I mean, it's really funny to watch. You say government to the wrong person and they explode. I have not had no heads explode lately, but there's a few that come close, I'm sure. I mean, you know, when the pulsating purple blood vessel starts producing sparks and lighting up like a light bulb, you're pretty sure you got there somewhere. The interesting part about this stuff is not so much the intel as to what is really going on. And I'm going to bring this a little closer to each and every person. Now, I just unloaded some of the secret ingredients that you'd find in certain baked beans, chicken recipes, and sauce recipes for hamburgers. And it goes like this. If you have secret meetings, you agree upon everything that you have discussed, and you all simply have to say, okay, what we need to do is have this laid out concisely, legally, correctly, and sent to us. Okay, now what do we do? Well, you have to think in realistic terms. And I've told you about the central banking. I mean, most people know this. This is common, not uncommon knowledge. A lot of people should know it if they don't. There is a large load of proposals, and the talks are ultra secret. And I mean a large load. Should we do this, that, and, you know, a big old list of brainstorming. The proposals have been made and accepted. I don't know if anybody's really going to catch that or get it, but ultra secret. The proposals have been made and accepted. And the U.S. Intel can't get squat out of Russia, China, or anybody else right now as to just what the hell went on. Due to the fun and games in the financial arena, a whole bunch of those high-level, they call them Illuminatis and a whole bunch of other names, some of which I can't repeat on the radio, or I'll be nice about it and not say it, even though everybody knows what they are. They're running around going nuts, the ones that really know what's going on. they are a minority among the people that supposedly are the oligarchs and the rulers of our planet and in charge of all of us no matter what. Okay, the Bundy Ranch and other ranches. Now, one in Texas come up. Yeah, that's right. They're doing this all over the place. They are trying real hard to secure certain things so that they can take advantage of it. That's basically some other things that people don't know are in there. They don't want to take the land to preserve that turtle. They couldn't care less about that stupid turtle. What they care about is what's in the hills, what's under the flats out there. That's what they care about. And I don't have to elucidate. If you look in prospectus investigative mine reports, you'll find everything I'm talking about. And, I mean, it runs all the way from yellowcake, uranium, certain precious metals involved in refining the intricate parts of, and this is a nice one, not solid state with a liquid, partial liquid in it, but a true solid state battery. You think Nike had something, wait till the new ones would come out. They're due out in about a month. You start hearing rumors in about a week or two. It's the only place on the planet that these certain minerals exist, and it's the only mineral that you can use to refine this stuff correctly because it's an interactive atomic problem that they have to deal with. High heat, high pressure, and the correct insertion of electrical charge at the right point, and voila, you have a very brand new type of alloy. Mm-hmm. One is capable of holding about 100 times what you got in the way of a battery now. There's an offtake, and that NiCad offtake that has come out through DeWalt in their battery system outdoes the rechargeable, the old rechargeable NiCads 10 over. This goes 1,000 times better than that one. In other words, you charge a freaking battery up and you use a battery drill or phone, whatever it's hooked to, say a drill, and you're doing construction work. You can use that drill a lot if you really basically have a need for it. So you're doing sidings and this sort of thing. You just be busy with that drill. Use that sucker for a week, and it's still fully charged. Take it home, use it over the weekend. Come back to work and work another week before it starts acting like it might need to be charged. I mean, think about that. I mean, it'd be like a flashlight that basically, unless you use it solidly for 10, 12 hours at a time over the period of a week, you don't run the battery down. And even if you do, all you have to do is stick it in the charger and charge it back up. Yeah, right. That's the kind of advancement I'm talking about. Well, I'm going to hit you with this again. In March of 2013, the BRICS decided to develop their own financial system. It is a mirror of the present system that the West uses. International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Bank of International Settlements, Central Banking. Now, that's the, everybody goes, you got some on me. Okay, well, central banking ain't altogether bad. Central banking actually can be pretty good if it ain't run by a bunch of crooks. And that's been basically our problem. Now, you want to get into the particulars of this. I think it's been mentioned, if I remember correctly, by Neil Keenan, that the United Nations is going to be moved out of our country. And I should hear cheers. Yay! Okay. It's going back, in terms of its moving, it's going back to its original structure and purpose. Ooh, what was that? Jesus, anybody remember? They've been around poking holes in everybody's balloon for so long, it's hard to tell what they were supposed to have been in the first place. Well, they were supposed to assist internationally with problems. And, yeah, nondescript problems. That means the gamut, everything you can think of it could go on in a country. Assist with problems. They were supposed to be supported financially and materially by its members. Now, think about that. How many nations are in there? Oh, yeah, look that one up. Think about how much just a little bit from each one of them could come up, go towards alleviation of extreme problems. I'll give you an extreme problem. They've been starving people to death in Africa for years. Maybe somebody needs to take some money like that, go over there and pop some wells in the ground and start pumping water so they can have something to eat. You know, it ain't difficult to figure this out. But the ultimate of all this goes back to what I have stated just recently. Okay? Now, look up China and gold. Now, if China has $1.2 trillion in gold, or in bonds, and they've been buying gold like crazy, would you believe that they've been selling bonds? The only way they can sell them is to get American dollars. It's easy to buy gold with American dollars when you're buying 300-400 tons at a time. Now, think about a ton of gold. You know how much an ounce is. 16 ounces to a pound. These are metric tons. They ain't just 2,000 pounds. They're a bit more. And they're buying thousands of tons or hundreds of tons. Think about it. Yeah, now you get an idea. Russia holds a whole load, too. They've been pressuring people over there in Russia to act right. Okay, well, fine. When you people get off your high horse and pay the light bill, we'll consider leaving your lights on. Oh, yeah, and then there's the gas bill. I mean, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Now, Russia's been being nice. They ain't cut them off yet. And I got to give Putin credit. He's the one that's been keeping the gas on. I'd be willing to bet you on that. He's not liking having to say, you know, heave up the bill or else. But they've been given a time limit. You're going to find that a lot of Europe, let alone Ukraine and other countries, are going to have some problems unless they're paying the bills. The feeder lines will be turned off, and they're going to be turned off by Russian troops. Putin ain't playing. This is not a friendly game of bloodthirsty fun and games on a chessboard, although it's a lot like a chessboard, and Putin plays chess like you would not believe from what I hear. Most people won't play a game with him because he's so adept. Well, if he can play chess at that level, look at what he's done. He waited until NATO had totally violated every bit, and I mean every last little bit of the agreement not to expand and surround him in China and whatnot before he decided to take definitive actions against them. How can I give that man credit for being patient? And I got to give him credit for keeping his head screwed on straight. He hadn't shot no nukes at nobody. He has not made strict, straight military incursions anywhere. I can tell you who he has. I'm waiting on the videos now. I hope that the people I asked for the videos can come up with them. They're not easy to come by. They show things that other people don't want out, no matter what, and it'll do just about anything to keep them from coming out. So I'll just type it in again. All right, message sent. We'll see whether or not I start getting answers. I know it's not easy, and we'll see. If that person can't do it, there are a couple of other people I can contact, but it's limited. I might be able to get the information through the Russian intelligence agency, because I know they've got some videos of it. They've been studying them. I don't know if anybody remembers Vietnam. That's a lifetime ago. But I can tell you right now, I was on the battlefield. And you haven't lived until a gunship comes running by and tearing stuff up. Now, gunships got it's got several different types of weapons, mostly rockets and a couple of M60s sticking out the window, shooting at anybody that disagrees. Aerial rocket artillery, yeah. Oh, boy, you talk about messing something up, that definitely changes the battlefield if you're in the open and you ain't got no body armor or even a flak vest. Okay, think about one of those, and everybody's seen this. The militarization of the police goes right in hand with this. What would you do if one of these machine gun toting rocket slinging choppers come running down a street and just took out everything that moved? Didn't matter if your kid's playing in the yard or a friend is driving down the road. Rocket in the trunk, machine gun fire into the houses on both sides of the street. Think about that. What would you do if somebody found out that this was being done by the supposed good guys? Yeah, that's right. Now, I got some videos and put them on the internet from Iraq and Afghanistan showing that they were using the same burnt earth policy. It's called scorched earth policy that they used in Vietnam. You leave a burnt spot where there used to be people, and it don't matter if the people was there when you did it. You just do it. Everything dies. Burnt spot. Wonderful deal. They were doing that in Iraq and Afghanistan. I thought they would have learned not to do that in Vietnam, but we didn't care. The people didn't care enough to stop the industrial military complex from playing. And the play was simple. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident to spark it, but it was a nice excuse, and it got played up. Now, I'll give you a recent evidence of something similar. Remember them pictures of them Russian agents and bad guys that were running around in the Ukraine causing trouble and stirring things up and shooting at people? Well, they found definitive proof today that those things are bogus. Oh, yeah. How you like that, Harry Reid? I love that guy. He looks like he would enjoy himself with Big Bubba. Certain things come to light when you start putting the pieces of the puzzle together and realizing that there is a serious problem. It is not an all-pervasive problem. Most of the people, and it don't matter where you're at, simply want to have a reasonable life. They can enjoy their significant other, their family, etc., and you know, go and have a cold beer or something, or watch TV or whatever turns their cookies. You want to flip their flapjacks, talk about war, and they go, yeah, I don't really like that. Change the subject. Most people want to hear it. Why? Well, if you've ever been shot at, you know why. Even if you haven't, you got the idea if you watch enough newsreels to see that it's not exactly the best thing in the world for your better health. However, we got some really insidious, nasty thingamabobs in certain offices, certain levels of responsibility, and they have taken it upon themselves to further these problems and conflicts and whatever for their own interest. What is their interest? I've told you this before. They want to eliminate the population and become slaves and all that. Yeah, you heard that. I know you heard that. Ring around a rosy. Ah, regurgitating old news. Well, let's put it like it's supposed to be. If any group of people anywhere in the world decide that they are sovereign and require the use of their free will decision to be free from that which they are immersed in or a part of, then they do have that right. And I don't care who don't like it. Hey, John McCain, guess what? I hope it turns your flapjacks upside down, dude, and burns them on the other side. can't get no justice from a justice system that's run by a guy who was supposed to have been in jail 20 years ago. Don't work that way. You can't get a straight answer out of people that are brain damaged. Hello, John McCain. Yeah, how's the PTSD? Is it doing fine today? Yeah. You watch him under duress, and he loses it real quick. You want to really get some fun? Squeeze Nancy Pelosi. You talk about a squeaky. I mean, that'd be like running over a bagpipe with a truck or something. I mean, that'd be just, you know, you're going to get something on you. You don't know what it is, and you hope it don't last forever. it's just funky. Now, I got some questions for the audience. Do you make any sense of this? Do you follow the dots? I mean, it's pretty simple. I laid them out awful easy for anybody to see. Do you understand that the oligarchs are beginning to run out of cash? Why? Because everybody's holding on to their cash. Nobody's distributing it around like they used to. I'll say this again. Look at the stock market. Now, how does a company show a profit? And they're not much. The profits have been coming out pretty slim. 1 penny, 2 penny, 3 penny, 4. And 4 pennies? I mean, give me a break, dude. I'd be willing to bet you if you really took a look at their cookbooks that you'd find some fun and games in there that you just wouldn't believe. What do you mean there's no fee but you charge them anyway? How does that work? Well, we want all your money. So we're paying a dividend of 3 cents. Now, the problem is this, and it's obvious. There's two or three things to watch. One is critical supplies, and there's all kinds of those. Lumber is one, water is one, housing is one. There's a whole bunch of them. Basically, in our situation presently, we're looking at still about another month of cold or cool weather. And believe me, I want you to think about living outside without even having a fire. How absolutely uncomfortable that would be, especially after you get wet a couple times. You're going to catch your death of something, guaranteed. And if you don't, one of them little critters will show up and bite you on the butt, and you'll have it anyway. You think about it. I mean, they want a warm spot anyway, so, you know, I wonder if it tastes good, too. I mean, it's warm. But the situation is simple. These things that are to be watched, food, fuel, shelter. Housing market went to toilet because as soon as somebody started building a house, they doubled the interest rate on them. What do you mean? Well, look at the mortgage rate. It jumped from under 3 to almost 5. Well, that's about a double. Think about it. The price of the things that are required for the house also went up. Now, wait a minute. You got a big inventory of all this stuff, and they're going to raise the price because you're using some of it? It sounded to me like they'd want to sell the stuff at some kind of reasonable price just to make some things start happening. But that ain't the case. It's called money, 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 and you've heard that song somewhere. the cool part about it is that if you look at it in that manner, you'll see that things are kind of soft. They said that 0.3% increase in durable goods orders. Now, that includes steel and things of that nature, wood. 0.3% is great. Oh, it's not the greatest, but it's really a good sign. A sign of what? The manner in which they come up with the 3 to 3 or 4 cents on their earnings per share by laying people off? That's a good sign, huh? Yeah, did you notice? Unemployment went up, but everybody made their earnings per share, just about everybody, except for a few. Now, you got some basket cases that some people keep around simply because it's a tax write-off. I mean, it's not difficult. And then they don't pay any taxes on the rest of it anyway. It's like General Motors paid less taxes than I did 3 years in a row, and I'm out there humping shingles and pounding nails. And these boys paid less taxes than I did. Give me a friggin' break. Let me make several billion dollars and not pay nothing, a dime on it. I'd be laughing all the way to the bank, too, just like they did. And they got called on it big time, but it didn't make no difference. They're still doing it to this day. They got about $100 billion in liabilities just over there in the ignition switch that they decided to play with. Or not play with, as the case may be, how you might look at that. So anything under a nickel on the stock market in terms of earnings per share basically sucks a big one. A nickel is solid ground. Anything less than that is questionable. You get down to the 1 to 3 cent area, that's a joke. And the joke's on the people that hold the stock. So all of a sudden, all these companies can make all their earnings 1 penny above by laying people off, and they didn't think anybody'd notice. But then again, these people went and filed for unemployment. What are you doing that for, man? You mess up the numbers. Yeah, right. Well, unemployment went up, and everybody made their one penny a share. Think about it. It's not difficult. Now, the investor side, and these are not the big guys. These are the little guys, although some of the big guys are partially involved. They're not stupid. They know what's going on. The investor that is savvy, and I'm not talking about the new kid on the block who got him a computer and has charts from whomever. I'm not talking about that guy at all. That guy is chaff. He's going to be blown away the first time the wind blows the wrong way. He is going to make major problems for himself by screwing up his investments totally. Why? Because he don't know how to play the crooked game. Ooh, what's the crooked game? My. Well, it's called a fixed market. That's where the market basically sustains itself for no good reason. Now, if you got unemployed people, and I've said this before, but you got to catch this, you got to pay attention to it because this is critical to your understanding of what's going on. And it's been this way for a while, but there's a difference coming, and I'll explain that here in a couple minutes. First, you have these people wanting to look for a safe haven. All of a sudden, gold starts going up. Why? Because the market's going down. No. Because they want a safe haven. Gold is always worth about anywhere from 8 to 1200. In today's market, it's going to stay in that range absolutely. Now, sometimes it gets up around 13, 14, 1500. Ooh, I can make some cash off that, you know, and then I can, fill my piggy bank back up. Well, that's okay. That's well and good, but gold is also volatile. As I said, it goes up and down sideways, and nobody seems to know why except that the fix is in at the COMEX and all of the other trading points. And you're beginning to see some people take it the hard way. They're putting them out of business and sending them to jail, firing them. I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, not very many, just a few. You got to have a token here and there. And it don't matter if it's a white boy, black boy, Chinese. They don't care. Just as long as the token fits and, hey, boy, I got a severance check for you. What do you mean, I'm fired? No, we want you to take it in the butt for us. Huh? Take a look at this severance check. Damn, that's seven figures. And the boss says, yeah, we want you to take the heat on this for us. For that kind of money, I think I could probably handle that. What do you need me to do? Simple. And you get these wannabes. They don't reach up to Jamie Dimon and say, turn your pockets out, you friggin' crook. They tell one of his two or three layer down subordinates, he did it. We can tell. Look at his books. I mean, if they can load your computer with child pornography and you when you wasn't even home and you never did that before in your life anyway, then they can play cook the books with your computer at work for sure. Not difficult, but... So where does that leave us? Okay, they look for the safe haven, and gold is too volatile. Currencies are something you don't want to mess with, except that it seems that the euro and the pound have about reached their max. They go up to a certain point, and I don't know if the balloon's about to pop and somebody recognizes it, let a little air out, and it goes back down again, but it goes right back up, and it just stays within, I don't know, 135 to 138 on the euro, 165 to 168 on the pound. Now, if these things are free traded, not possible. You can have people buying and selling, so it's going to go up and down like a seesaw. So that's funky. That's too, you can't trust that. What happens if a country goes broke or devalues the currency? Then you're really screwed. So where's the safe haven? Well, everybody thinks it's bonds. Everybody believes that. And I decided to keep an eye on some things. And some of the insider trades that have been going on in bonds is totally awesome and amazing. You have 30-year at 102 plus. You got the 10-year at right around 100, 101 plus. And the chump change 2-year, 2 and 5-year almost fit together. They're close, not quite. But the 2-year is at 99. It went from 0.9 back down to 0.8, and then it fudged around, stuck there for a little bit, and then it would drop back down to 99.4. But it's not going below that. That means that anybody that sells is selling to somebody that wants to keep. Why are these people hiding out? What is it that they know about the stock markets? that nobody else knows. Well, I'll tell you right now, it's a racket. None of your stocks are worth squat, basically. If you think it is and you get funny with the wrong person, they will take the whole company and turn it to zero, including your investment, and then they'll take the company sideways and sell it out as a true equity. Oh, boy. What do you mean they own the corporate bonds, we own the stock, and they get all the money, we don't get squat? You got it. You want to play tricks? There you go. And this is done commonly. It is common practice. These companies that dry up, they supposedly move to a foreign country and disappear. And what do you think happens? These big guys, these people that have been, that game the system at will, are not going to take it in the butt over that. They're not going to play the game of the loser. Uh-uh. They're going to get back 90%. Sometimes they make a good profit. It varies. But this is the fine, these are the fine tunings of the financial system everybody needs to know. You have to understand it. We got something there that is a mess. So, where does that leave us? Well, we've had a problem. And when I say we, I mean people that are operating within the freedom realm, trying to open things up and get things done and accomplish certain goals that seem to be pie in the sky impossible. And Neil mentioned it on his last post. If you ain't seen it, go to the website, AmericanNationalMilitia.com. It's posted. Or you can go to his website. It's out there. Here's the deal. He mentioned that it would be a good idea to bust the bubble by creating no-fly zones within the BRICS. Now, here's the other part, and the part that really has got the bad guys shorts in a bunch. There's a whole bunch of other little countries that won't go along with them. We're willing to put in our small amount, but we're going to have protection from the bad guys because they're going to want to come and eat us up. You know this. And the bigger guys went, yeah, that's true. Well, let's see what we can do. Let's check. I'm not going to divulge what that secret meeting entailed, but I can tell you that, yes, there are things in the works. And by things in the works, I mean the reality of a no-fly zone. I want you to think about this. What would happen? What kind of mess would that be if that was put in place? Think about what it does, how it operates, how it works. It's a combination of things. But, basically, you can't fly across the territory. Now, there was a certain individual on a certain aircraft that was could have been a pleasure flight, for all I know, just simple going from point A to point B because he wanted truffles or something. But they tried to fly across Russian airspace, and they didn't know. And they told the pilot, you have certain people on board that we don't allow in our airspace or in our country, and you will leave our airspace now. Now, what do you think about it? You're bumping along on your 747, 757, 777, whatever it might be, and all of a sudden you see this military jet, and the pilot's giving you the finger. What do? I guarantee you, you talk about fear of flying. I mean, you're going to fasten your seatbelt and try to hide behind the bedpan they give you that they fill with food. I mean, you're going to really be, you know, if you think about this, I mean, they don't allow guns on board. Think about it. Maybe the pilot has a gun in there. What's a 38 going to do against a fighter bomber? Not much, especially at that speed. You shoot it out the window, and it's going to miss by two lengths of the aircraft in 10 feet, 600-700 mile an hour. I mean, that ain't nothing to sniff at. I mean, and especially if there's more than one of them, one on each wing, one behind you. So do you want us to shoot you down, or do we escort you out of our airspace right now? Show me which way you want me to go. Turn to a heading of such and such. That particular aircraft did make the news. All we did was only a little blurb. I didn't want nobody to hear this stuff. It was only a little blurb, but they had to reroute. And the rerouting, they usually are like us. Well, let's see here. I put $8 in the tank, and I went and I've got probably $6 worth. That's about to get. That'd be enough to get to work. Good. What happens if you got a detour? Then you got a problem, not only in time, but also in you know, if you didn't bring no change with you for lunch, yeah, you got a problem. Well, the airplane had a problem. It didn't have enough gas to go around. And they were forced to land someplace, fuel up, and take off again. unscheduled landings or not, something that everybody likes, especially at the airports that are involved. However, think about this. One of the officials, and there's a few that have been named. Neil did name a few. Some of these officials have been named, and if they're on an aircraft, and the countries involved know about it, they will not say nothing to them until they're well within their airspace. Then they will be surrounded by military aircraft and force landed, meaning you have a choice. Land at the airport we designate, or we blow you out of the sky, which is it? Most people that have good common sense do not want their good health spread across the universe or the sky or something, so they will say, yes, sir, and they go land. They will search the aircraft and make sure that there is no contraband that's illegal to have in that country, for one. Number two, they will search also for the individuals that they are looking for. If those individuals are found, they will be forcibly removed from said aircraft and jailed for whatever crimes they are wanted for in these particular no-fly zones. Now, think about the mess that it's going to make if you cannot fly around Southeast Asia. I want you to think about this very carefully. How big is China and Russia when you add them together? Do you realize how big of an area that nobody will be able to fly? The second part of this is pretty neat, and Neil says, that's box men. Well, I agree with that. I think it would be interesting that if Greece and Spain and Portugal and a few other countries that are having problems with these central bank crooks, IMF owns Greece. Ooh, let's see here. We need some laundry money. I know where we can get some chump change. Hey, you see that little island down there? I'll bet we can scalp that Moonjammer. It's called the Cyprus effect. How much did they take? 40% or more? And now they limit the currency transactions? And they were going to bring that over here until people said, no, you don't. You do that, and we will bear arms against you. Now, think about it. They are scared. They got a problem. The people are beginning to riot all over the place, demonstrate, etc., and in some cases riot. And they're trying to tell the oligarchs, no. Well, this is going to come to a head, and I would suggest probably in the Ukraine. Now, a lot of the Ukraine military ain't been getting food. Now, how long are you going to keep a soldier that's got an empty belly? He who makes some nice rabbit stew or some chicken stew or something, believe me, you'll have a convert. Well, you want to eat this? Yeah. Then you're on our side, right? Yeah, give me the stew. Okay. Then you have general defections anyway. They sent in a whole bunch of people that were supposed to clean it up, and they defected. Now, how discouraging would that be if you're a temporary president that the bank put in place, and everybody knows it, and they're telling you that your underwear's got skid marks and you smell bad anyway, and this starts happening. I mean, you're talking about getting out the vodka. You're talking about not really wanting to deal with a mess like that. And these people are stuck with it. How bad are they stuck with it? Well, we're going to try to start doing things two ways for a reason. Number one, we want to really accomplish something. Everybody has wanted to see something real. They hold in their hand or touch or at least hear about it on the news. It ain't real if it ain't on CBS or CNN or Fox News. It just don't exist. Right. So there's two ways to go about that, and the easiest way is to have a declaration of no more. My turn. You no longer have the right to dictate. We're done with your fun and games. We're done with you saying that the people have no rights. Look at Crimea. They told them they ain't got no rights. Russia doesn't have any right to support the rights of the people. Give me a friggin' break. I mean, this is communist Russia. They're supposed to be the bad guys, and they went in and helped. My goodness. It takes a superpower to guarantee your rights. That means we may have a difficult time here in the States. Well, it depends on whether or not we can get some of these people took down the right way. So the things are in the works. It's all in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. You heard that song. Well, and they call the wind Mariah. Fire's Tess, Water's Joe, to call them Lynn Mariah. My. If you want to get into the fun and games of what's really happening, you got to look at it the way I did. Put the dots together and say, there's something wrong in the wood pile. And I ain't sure which wood pile. It looks like all of them got a problem. Well, you got to cut wood in order to have wood for heating and cooking. These people have been cutting farts. It's all false. It's just like gas in the wind. It's like this song. Dust, all we are is dust in the wind, because we ain't going to make any literal difference over periods of millions of years. Oh, really? No, that's not what the Creator says about us. That we are absolute unique individuals and can make a great deal of difference just by changing a few of our attitudes. Oh my goodness. Anyway, the basis of this is freedom. The manner in which you have to acquire that is a combination of learning and action. Those in combination. You learn a certain amount of things and you check it to make sure it's valid, and you say, okay, well, I tend to believe that, and these 12 people over here say it was right, and they was there. That's validation. Okay? What has been wrong with the freedom movement is the lack of validation. We are now in the process of officially validating ourselves, all of us. We are in the process of validating, implementing, and actualizing the no-fly zones. This is not a pie-in-the-sky ideology of, oh, how sweet it would be if we could, shoot down a chemtrail plane or whatever the case may be. It is a simple case of correct action. It's non-aggressive, unless somebody decides they're going to fly through the backyard anyway. Bingo. Not only does it make sense, but it's done in a diplomatic fashion. It's done without aggression. It's done without a force of arms until somebody, like I said, decides they're... What would you do if you got a nice lawn and somebody decides they're going to take their 4x4 and do donuts in it until they get back down to the bedrock? I mean, you're going to take exception to the cost of that yard when that guy's throwing beer bottles at you out the window, I'm sure. That's basically where we're at. We're tired of having things chunked at us that way, so we take issue with their existence. How do we do that? Well, we could all take up arms and go after them, but I don't see that as a valid response. The best valid response is to make the game play itself. If you don't know game theory, look it up. Any game. No matter the complexity or size of it, whenever that game is required to play by itself, by its own rules, the initiator, which is us, you, me, always wins. Tom, we got music?
You sure do. So is that game Sun Tzu?
No, it supersedes just about every kind of a game that you can think of that anybody knows of.
Would be better, though. The art of war without firing any weapons?
No. It goes into creationism. Okay?
Yeah.
The fact that a person can make a decision, an absolute decision, and change anything within their area. You don't like the situation you're in, it can change. You have to understand that you have the God-given right of the free will choice of the decision. If you make that decision according to what you don't like, then you're stuck with it. Insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Well, keep doing that mundane rut. I got to go to work, and I come home and eat, and I go to play with the kids, and I drink a beer, and I watch the news, and I go to bed. I get up the next morning and do the same freaking thing. I've been doing that for 50 years. What do you mean you're bored? Somebody that does that doesn't have the intelligence to be bored. Yeah, you might be busy. It may be a challenge at work, but you have to think about what is it. And it can be anything. As I said, doesn't matter the complexity or size of the game. Anything that you make a decision about is considered pretty much absolute. You have to be able to understand that your reality is up to you. Not just that you're where you are because that's where you have decided to be, but also how you are. That is the big biggie. I mean, they took my driver's license. And I have had people tell me that, and I have shown them how to get it back, and all of a sudden, magically, it appears in the mail. No idea how that works, but it works. It is a combination of psychic and cosmic law of cause and effect. That's what that boils down to. Freedom of will does make the decision.
Right, okay. We're past the hour, and a song you mentioned before is coming next. We'll be back soon.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hi all, and welcome back to the second hour of Cosmic Voice. And during this hour, we're going to have a special returning person, a special guest coming back on to say hello to you all. So we'll look forward to that in about 10-15 minutes. Drake, are we ready?
I'm always ready.
So, couple of questions for you, Drake. If you want to carry on and say a few more things. The CIA have been caught red-handed in Ukraine. Comments?
Well, I'd say yes, double yes and triple yes. I would make a suggestion to the people over there who are so-called domestic terrorists to capture a few of them and see whether or not they can't turn them in someplace that will out them. That would help a bunch. Since our side tried to falsify a whole bunch of photographs, I think it'd be turned around and fair play and all that, just, you know, poetic justice. Okay.
Yes, and the second one is a survey, and it's up on the Facebook. 72% of the American public think it would be better if most, if not all, of Congress resigned. Massive change that by the public.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be pretty much the case if people have paid attention to what's going on before and know, and understand and realize the fact that both parties are equally dirty and guilty. Then I would suggest that some of these oligarchs that have been in place too long and ain't doing their job might want to be replaced with somebody who will. Somebody who does not look at this as being elected for a career, but elected to do a job. Big difference. Okay?
Yes. Right, okay. Have you got anything else to say, Drake, before we go bring the guest on, or we go into questions?
Just that everybody needs to be aware of what's going on, that there is things happening. Now, it don't seem like they affect us, but they do. Now, the other part of this is that now that we're beginning to get some heavy hitters joining our team, and I ain't going to elucidate as to who those are, but they are heavy hitters, and now that we do have the capability to bring things about, I'm just as looking forward to the reality actually popping right out there as everybody else, and believe me, I got the context, and I'm pushing. I'm saying, hey, you know, try and tell somebody to hurry up when it's an intricate legal document, and I'll tell you to quit bothering them. But it's getting done. It's happening fairly quickly. And the people managing these things and doing them are, in my opinion, experts. So, you know, look forward to it. I'm expecting something realistic and real in the very near future. And who's this special guest we got? Can you just say hey and see what that person has to say?
Yes, well, this person's special and realistic, and I will introduce her now. Hi.
Hello, everybody. This is Great Grammy J.
Well, a long time no see, or no hear, I should say. It's so good to have you back on the show. So how are you, Grammy?
I love you all, and I just wanted to come in and say hello to my dear brother Drake and to you, Thomas. You're doing such a wonderful job, and I've been receiving a lot of private messages asking if I wouldn't please come on and say hello, and I love each and every one of you so very much, and we need to keep our hopes up. I know sometimes we get frustrated, but we can't give up. They want us to give up and shut up, and that's not what we're going to do.
No. So how are you keeping, Grammy?
I'm doing good, just, you know, old age things that we all deal with, and I'm very, very busy with my business. But I'm out on my page every day, still posting, flying solo. I talk to my brother Drake in the morning quite often. As you know, I've also interacted with you on numerous occasions, Thomas.
Yes.
Yes. Neil has also been kind enough to put his updates in my Skype window for me to help me get those posted right away.
Yes, that's good. I'd like to personally thank you for passing on the message I gave on behalf of all the Cosmic Voice listeners and the ones on the Facebook page at Robin Light's funeral. Are you able to say anything about that?
Yes, I would love to. I would love to. The Great Spirit told me that Rick needed a hug from Great Grammy Jay, and that's the bottom line. I had never met him. My intention was to surprise him, and that's exactly what T and I did. And when we first got there and checked into a historic hotel in Rock Springs, Texas, we discovered it was a very small but quaint and friendly town. There's only about 1,100 people there, and God, they all just treated us like they'd known us forever. The first thing we discovered is that my cell phone wouldn't work, so I couldn't even call Rick and let him know I was there. But with a little searching, and I also Skyped my brother Drake and said, "Help! I can't call Rick." So Drake called him, but Rick's line was, all of his voicemails were full, so even Drake couldn't get through to him. So I don't give up. So Great Grammy Jay got in her Suburban with T, and we drove all over town, and we talked to business owners who basically, one of them shut their business down and took us right straight to Rick. His ranch is, that he, God, what's the word I'm looking for? He's the caretaker of an 1,100-acre ranch. It's about an hour out of Rock Springs. So one of his friends was kind enough to open their home in town in Rock Springs to Rick and his family who came in from out of state. So we were very, very honored. It was our distinct honor to meet not only Rick, but his two sons, his brother, his sister, his best friend. I mean, it was awesome, the love that we felt there, the open arms. I still remember the moment when this couple walked in the door, a gentleman and his wife, and Rick started to introduce them. I did not know that the female was the Sheriff Pam yet. And then he introduced me to the husband, John, and John and I looked at each other and I said, "My God, I know you." And he said, "Grammy, I'm the colonel who lived in your rooming house for almost a year before I retired." Now, the man commuted every weekend somewhere, but I didn't know where. And I certainly did not know his wife was the sheriff of Rock Springs. They're wonderful people. The Great Spirit has a reason for everything. We were clearly supposed to run into them there. It was our distinct honor to be there. We felt the love like you cannot believe in that town. The love, the camaraderie. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, every time I got a chance and Rick wasn't chatting with someone else, I approached him and gave him some more sugar, because that's why I went there, was to give him hugs. Yes, sir, that was my mission. And I don't know what to say. Beautiful pictures were taken. Neil was gracious enough to send two beautiful flower arrangements, of which I made sure I got pictures of also and posted them on my page. Oh, that was so nice of Neil to do that. That was wonderful. Yes, that was just wonderful. It was a beautiful memorial service, a rightful tribute to Robin. I understand that she's the first militia member in 100 years to be honored with the Texas flag. It was very moving, and
wow.
I taught T a while back how to take pictures. I've always been the picture taker. But recently I've been stepping back and letting T take the pictures, and oh, my God, did he do a wonderful job. the picture of Sheriff Pam handing Rick the flag when you can clearly see her love for Rick and Robin in her eyes. Rick sees her as his little baby sister. She is just precious. And he did such a wonderful job of capturing that love and that honor and that devotion. That was a beautiful, beautiful picture. I don't know what else to tell you all about that. It was a very moving experience. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I'm so, excuse me, I am so happy that I listen to the Great Spirit. When I get a tugging, when I get a feeling, I don't ignore it. I get up and go, and I do whatever I need to do to make myself capable of doing it. And I just get up and do it.
Yes,
and
there is
a reason for everything.
Yes.
We
at Cosmic Voice thank you for representing us on that occasion.
You're very welcome. You're very, very welcome.
You know, hopefully the next meeting with Rick will be a much more happier occasion. You know, it's I think we're all kind of stunned what happened and how quickly it all happened. You know,
I know that Rick has a lot of very sincere and real friends around him that really care about him. T and I saw that. They weren't just pretending. They really care about him. I think there's a lot of people right now that are going out of their way to not leave Rick alone. I believe I caught a post a couple, 3 days ago, if I'm not mistaken. Ricky Haynes, she's one of my Facebook friends. Her and her mother were really good friends, are really good friends of Rick and Robin's. And I understand that Ricky and them were out to supper with Rick the other night.
Cool.
So they're keeping him busy, and it's really important that they do, and I'd like to tell you why. Yes, both of my children, my only two children, died in my arms. However, when my sons were 4 and I was 23, I dreamt they were going to go home before me, and I was just to do 4 things, to laugh and love and trust God no matter what. I did, I do, and I always will. And yes, it was painful for my sons to go home before me, but for Rick it was different. I was prepared. Rick was not. He was run over by a semi-truck. He never saw this coming, and it is the reason that the Great Spirit grabbed a hold of me and said, Grammy, get up off your butt, get down to Rock Springs, and give that man some hugs. And that was my mission, and I didn't stop until I did it.
Yes. And we're grateful to you for doing that.
Well, you know, when somebody goes home before us, it is painful. But when we don't even see it coming, it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's even worse. And Rick is a good man, and I want to thank each and every one of you out there. I don't have to agree with you all the time. You don't have to agree with me all the time. That is totally irrelevant. What is relevant is that I love each and every one of you, and I thank each and every one of you who is doing anything to try to help to wake the masses, to help them to understand what has been going on. And many people wrongly think that this started when the Federal Reserve came into the United States in 1913. That is absolutely not correct. This has been going on for thousands of years. There's always been oligarchs. All of my life, I knew there was an evil presence on this planet. that took my only two children from me purposely selling bad medicine. But it was not until I first heard Drake speak and got involved with Drake 2.5 years ago that I started to have the I's dotted and the T's crossed and to learn the deeper, the depth of the evil. I now know more than I wish I'd ever learned, but I will not turn my back on it. I'm very busy. I do own and run a business, so I can't just drop everything at a whim. When I left to go to Rock Springs, I had 4 empty rooms. I did not care. Why? Because I knew the Great Spirit would rent those rooms when the time was right. I did not tell Rick. I never uttered it when I was down there. I never said anything. And no sooner did I get back here, and the Great Spirit rented all my rooms back to back to back. And I knew that was exactly what was going to happen, because that's how it always happens. My rooms rent when they're supposed to. If we would just laugh and love and trust the Great Spirit no matter what. And one of the things that irks me, and I will not mention names, people are constantly trying to divide us, cause division amongst us. I believe that we need to focus on the good things that people are trying to do. You know, I find it interesting we're called the United States of America. Really? If we are the United States of America, then how come we've allowed the evil octopus to divide us? The United States of America should be united. We should be united. There are people out there that look for the worst in everything and everyone. We need to try really hard not to do that. We need to be very grateful for the efforts of Drake and Neil and you, Thomas, and every person that's out there sharing information. You know, I realize that we've all been lied to about so much for so long that it's hard to know what to believe anymore. But the only thing we can do is follow our heart and pay attention, for example. When I noted that there were a bunch of bankers that were just mysteriously jumping out of windows or getting run off the road when they were out bicycling, and I said, no, I don't believe this for 2 seconds. I believe that the great octopus, the evil octopus, is starting to get nervous, and that people that are working underneath them that are finally starting to wake up and realize that they're working for the bad guys and they didn't know it. They have information, and I think the octopus is purposely trying to get rid of them because they're afraid they're going to become the next, what's Snowden's first name? Snowden. Snowden.
The spy.
They called him a spy when in reality he basically outed, he's a whistleblower.
Yes, whistleblower. They called him the spy.
Yeah, we should be proud of him.
Yes.
We should be proud of him. I mean, that takes guts. That takes guts to do what Drake does, to do what Neil does, to do what David Wilcock does, Ben Fulford does, Alfred LeBremont Weber. I mean, it takes guts to do these things. For us to come out and post these things on our Facebook page, that takes some guts. You have to laugh and love and trust the Great Spirit no matter what and say, hey, my life belongs to the Creator, and I'm going to go home when it's my time to go home, and I'm just going to do in my heart what I know is right. You know, I'm not saying that everything I post on my page is absolutely correct. I can only follow my heart. I know that the evil octopus is putting out a lot of things that are not so. Well, you know what? I truly look forward to the day when we all know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about everything and everyone. I do believe that good things are happening Do I get frustrated sometimes? Sure, we all do.
Yes, we all do.
And if we say that we don't, we're liars. We get frustrated. But you know what? You have to stand. Don't give up. Don't shut up. Just do the best you can do. Don't criticize. Like, I had somebody criticizing the soldiers. I want to interject something right there. I'm a Vietnam-era Marine veteran. I rent rooms to the soldiers here at Fort Hood. I don't know how many of you know this, but 80% of the enlisted soldiers are E4 and below. They're just frickin' babies. Most of them don't know the truth. Some of them have PTSD because they've opened their eyes and they realize the truth, and they want to try to do something from the inside to try to make a difference. Others are getting out to try to find a way to make a difference. How do I know? Because some of them come to me in my office and talk to me, and it only takes a couple words. I'm very careful because this is my business. I don't want to impose everything I believe on my rumors. But when a certain rumor opens his mouth and says certain things to me, I know they're wide awake. And once I know they're wide awake, I step through that door and we talk for hours and hours and hours. You would be amazed how many of the young soldiers are waking up. But please, I beg all of you out there, don't blame our beautiful soldiers who truly believe that they are fighting for their country, because that's what they really do want to do. And that's what most of them truly believe they're doing. That's why they volunteered, for God's sakes. They were not forced to go in on a draft like the boys during my time, the Vietnam era. They were drafted to go in or ran off to Canada. These people, boys and girls today, are raising their right hand, and I took that oath, so I know what it is. And they swore to defend their country with their own life if need be. They swore that. There's a lot of people out there criticizing our soldiers. Come on, most of them are babies. They're naive. They're ignorant like we were when we were kids. Most of them don't even know the evil octopus exists, and of course that works out very well for the evil octopus, as we all know. That works out very well for them. But many of them are waking up. Don't kid yourself. My youngest roomer on this property, I call my tenants roomers because they're renting a room. My youngest roomers on this property are 21 years old, and they have their together big time. And they are wide awake.
It's been a big change over the last, certainly over the last 12 months. And from my point of view, having been involved in this a long time, in the research of it, to see how many people are now coming on board with it. A lot of them go through the three stages of truth, of which the first is vehement denial. But we're even on Cosmic Voice, and there's lots of others, Freedom Sites. You know, we're getting 30 memberships per day. And so people are waking up in their droves. This is what it takes. This is what Drake has said all along. We're the ones we've been waiting for. You can't rely on others. The military maybe should have done it, should have stepped in, but maybe they're constrained, under constraint, as soon as we step up, it all ends. And thankfully, we're getting critical numbers now. We're getting towards critical numbers and critical actions. And hopefully, we'll all get the changes and we can have a rest for a bit.
Yes, and I don't think everything's going to change overnight, but I do see changes taking place, people standing up, things happening, I do see that. And, of course, we get frustrated sometimes, and us old farts, you know, I mean, come on, sometimes it takes me all day now to do what I used to do all day. And, yes, you can laugh. That was meant to be a joke. You know, my get up and go is trying to get up and went, you know. But I refuse. I refuse to lay down and give up. I will get back up, and I will keep going as long as I'm able to do that, like Drake says, until his last breath. He's my brother. He always has been, and I love him. And, yes, we had a disagreement a year ago, but my brother's a good man. He apologized to me, and I accepted it because I knew he meant it. I love him with all of my heart, and I know he loves me, too. And that's all that matters. I don't
yes.
care what other people think. They can say and do whatever they want to say and do. We need to move forward, do the best we can. Are we all perfect? No. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. Should we just be sitting around going after each other and causing divisions and, you know, talking bad about other people all the time? No. That doesn't get us anywhere. That gets us nowhere. And I've always told everyone, love them, even if it must be from a distance. From a distance is my son's memorial song, From a Distance. One of my favorite songs in the whole world. I'm going to love them, even if it has to be from a distance, because that's what the Creator would want us to do. I noticed there are almost 5,000 members on Cosmic Voice now. As I've told my brother, I'm extremely impressed. That is wonderful. He hung in there. He did not give up. You go, boy.
Yes. Thank you very much, Grammy. It's been a long time coming, and I know a lot of our members have been asking about you all along, and finally we got you on the show at long last.
Well,
and,
I also went through 6 weeks of almost trying to die again. Also, Thomas, I had bronchial pneumonia. I was in really bad shape. They almost put me in the hospital. My VA doctor got real mad at me. She said if I ever was that stubborn again, because I am stubborn, I don't like to go to the doctor. A lot of us do not. And I just didn't go, and I thought, okay, I just got a little cold. I'll get over it. And it just got worse and worse, and I was really deathly ill for almost 6 weeks. And just stubborn, my doctor told me she'd kick my butt if I waited that long to come in again. But so I'm not going to do that, but I've been busy, I've been tired, and I've had a lot going on, too. But on occasion, I promise you, from now on, I will accept your invitation and my brother's invitation to come on the show on occasion to say hello to all of you wonderful people out there that are listening. Great Grammy J loves you all. Very, very much. I truly do. I don't always have to agree with you. If I don't, I'm probably just going to move on and say nothing. I'm going to respect your right to believe differently than me. And that's one of the reasons that there's so much division. People think they have to stand out there and argue. No, you don't. Respect the fact that someone else doesn't agree with you. It's okay. No two people are ever going to agree about anything, not even your spouse, because all different, right down to our fingerprints, we're going to disagree. The best thing we can do, excuse me, is just respect each other's differences and give each other permission to be who we are.
Yes, I agree, Grammy.
Have I preached long enough?
Yes, you are. Well, it's been a long time coming, so we don't mind. You know, and,
I did miss you guys, and I noticed my brother's shutting up and giving me the floor, too. I can't freaking believe it. What is going on with you, Drake Kent Bailey?
Well, they used to call me Mountain Mouse for a reason.
Well, you know what? Did you ever tell your listeners that I sent you a mouse called Mountain Mouse that you have right behind your desk?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Shortly after I got it, I couldn't believe you did it, and I said, "I got the Mountain Mouse, and I got it on display." And in between it and the Constitutional Bear, I got Get Her Done in metal.
Yep. And I want to thank you for going live on Skype with me the other morning and showing me that it is behind you.
I thought you'd like that, so, you know, it's there.
Well, yeah, and I'm one of the few people that's seen your face, and I can tell you guys that picture of him is correct.
Yes. I look
I've
like
seen
something.
I've seen my brother a few times.
I
haven't
like
met, but if you misbehave, I'm going to have to get on my broom and fly up there to West Virginia and kick your butt.
I'll tell the Air National Guard to be on watch.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sneaky, though. I can hide behind trees and bushes and stuff.
That's fine. I'll have them watching anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell them that Ellen found, excuse me, I'm sorry. Did you tell them that you found a little baby rabbit in your yard this morning?
Yeah, it left when we started up the lawnmower out there.
Oh, yeah, it probably scared it.
Yeah, it'll be back, though. They usually the little ones come back. It's kind of interesting to watch them do that. Baby deer go back there and hide when there's something going on or it's hot. They go back there and get under the deck. My deck's 7 foot off the ground. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I love the babies. I love to see the babies, and I love to go to the zoos. And, yes, I don't like it that the animals are in the zoo, but then again, a lot of animals are not extinct today because they are in the zoo and they're being properly cared for. So I have mixed feelings about that, and I just love to go to the zoos and sit and talk to the animals, and especially the babies.
Yes. Right.
Especially the babies. Did I make you laugh, Thomas?
You sure did, Grammy.
Well, I am a handful, you see. I am just exactly the same in person as I am on my Facebook page. The only difference is I do not cuss in public. I will not cuss anywhere where I think a child may hear it.
Well, I got a question for you.
Well, be careful.
I'm just curious if you're leading up to this blessing we all been looking for.
I was thinking you might want that blessing. Let me see. It's 9:45.
Well, you want to wait? Can you make it to 11?
I tell you, I'm wide awake today. You got lucky, brother.
Well, why don't you stay on and hold on, and we'll get through some questions and. We'll run your blessing in at the end of the show. How's that?
I will definitely do that for the two of you. I will hang on there and listen now so you can get some more questions in and answered, and you let me know when you're ready for my blessing.
Right, okay. Thank you very much, Grammy, and we'll hear from you later.
I love you guys. You better mute me now. I might interject something.
Okay. Bye for now, Grammy.
I love you.
Right. Are we ready for some questions, Drake?
Yep.
A couple of no-fly zone questions. What happens if the no-fly zone goes into effect and the bad guys stop flying and just stay put? Then what?
Well, then we know where they're at. The situation is not limited to the people necessarily named. It's not just limited to certain political figures. It's also limited to, it also includes certain involved persons outside of the government. Now, I don't know if anybody understands how critical travel and communications, things of that nature are when you run an international business, but some of these people are subject to be snatched. Now, think about that. How screwed up is your business going to get if you're running some kind of world conglomerate and you can't travel? Or you got to go way out of your way. I mean, creates problems for a bunch of them, and that's part of the idea. And as I say, and I'm going to say this very clearly, The no-fly zone is a precursor to other actions being taken. As these things start finalizing, I will definitely announce them so everybody knows. The no-fly zone is the shot across the bow, letting them know that we're no longer going to be subject. It just as the people standing up everywhere saying, uh-uh, we've had enough of that. Okay?
Yes. Drake, what do you think about no-fly zones being implemented in every country, including here, to prevent chemtrails?
It won't work in that respect. And I'll give you an example why. Back when the bird virus flu thingamabob came up and was going so strong, they decided they were going to infect a bunch of people. The manner to do that is to use small aircraft, like you see the old skydivers that would play the Barnstorm Fearless Wonders and spray crops. Well, they were spraying cities. And I found out one that was on the timetable I was on. I get some of my intel at really odd hours as far as Eastern Standard Time goes. And this was the friggin' middle of the night. I thought, oh, no, how can I do this and get something happening? Well, I found out that a certain website in a certain prominent country in Europe just happened to have a Skype phone. So I called them. I said, hey, guys, guess what? Yes, can we help you? Yeah, I'm such and such from the United States. And he said, well, what can we do for you? You know, they're kind of real curious at this point. I said, did you know that they're spraying biological weapons in your city? And the guy said, do what? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, how about this? You need to go maybe ask them about it. Well, they were already in the process of scrambling aircraft to see if I was lying or not. I said, they're going down Main Street right now. And they scrambled, and they caught up with them, and they contacted them. They said, we need you to cease and desist. And somebody come on there with some kind of language that the guy didn't know. Russian or Latvian or some such. And the guy said, okay, here's how it is. Stop spraying. Turn off the equipment now. And the guy didn't respond. And they ended up shooting that airplane down. So, you know, there are some people in some places, official or otherwise, that do take exception to that. Now, my suggestion is that we might want to go after the people who ordered it. It's called the World Health Organization. Think about that real close. World Health Organization is the one running the geoengineering project known as chemtrails. So if anybody wants to bug them, cause them problems, if you can figure out a way, go for it. Next.
Right. Drake, someone on an internet radio station stated that Obama had resigned on March 17th. Is this true?
Well, it seems to me like the boy's still out there running around peddling his particular brand of horse hockey to everybody.
Yes.
Traveling all over the world on our dime and whatnot. So I would say it don't seem to have mattered if he did. And I would suggest further that it probably is another one of those rumors to make people look stupid by saying, he resigned.
Mm.
Okay? Discrediting is what it is.
Yeah. Drake, does the common law grand jury date on April 21st, which is with John Darash, have anything to do with the start of the mass arrests?
It will eventually. The things that John is going through are the denials of authority and validity, which are commonplace in these things. I know several people who have won their cases against the federal government with no action. The reason they don't have action is because there is a lack, a total lack of enforcement of it. Now, I would hate to say this, but if, and this is the if, or the question mark, if there cannot be someone who will enforce the laws of the land, defend the Constitution against government or whomever, and these people happen to be in a position of jurisprudence, and they have been issued. They have been issued a warrant for their arrest. Nobody will pick it up. Then it's going to be left to we the people. I don't like that idea, but you're going to have some very extraordinarily well-trained, well-disciplined people to take up that banner. As the fourth arm of the government, we do have that right so long as we abide by the correct procedures and laws involved. So if the sheriffs, if the FBI, if the federal marshals, you just heard about a dirty inspector general dealing with Homeland Security recently. Last couple of days it's been all over the news. These people are supposed to protect us from those problems. If they're not willing to do so, then we have the constitutional right to take matters into our own hands to the extent of correct, proper legal procedure and activity. You may not go shooting people. I mean, you're talking a difference between a rule of law and application and total and complete civil war. Everybody shooting at everybody. Nobody wants to be shot at, believe me. If you haven't been shot at, go changing targets at some shooting range someplace while they're shooting. You get the idea real quick. It ain't no fun. So my suggestion is that I hope that one of the officials has the guts to stand up and say, okay, let's do it, let's go. And then you have the proper, correct way to do things. If we find that person, all of those who refuse to uphold their oath of office are equally guilty as an accessory to furthering the criminal activities of the person involved, which means that they're subject to arrest as well. Sheriffs, FBI, federal marshals, don't matter. Everybody needs to understand these things. Eventually, John will win, hoping it'd be sooner than later. Okay?
Yes. Right. This next question is about Bitcoin. Because the cabal can't control Bitcoin like other currencies, the IRS has claimed Bitcoin is not a currency but a property. The IRS claim any raises in value is profit, and they can tax you from 2009 retrospectively. And the questions are, will common law revert this ruling? Or two, will common law abolish the IRS? And three, as Bitcoin is deemed property, then if the IRS take it, could that be construed as damages under common law?
I'd say yes to all the above. And I'll say again, you have a problem with bureaucrats, whether it's Harry Reid or anyone else, using their discretionary powers to involve the government against the people. The IRS can be twisted to the point where it don't have a choice but to recognize it as a currency. There are manners, there are specific precedents set, specific manners in which you got to do this. The procedure is given. A state, including an individual, and states themselves can have their own currency outside the federal government, whether the federal government likes it or not. Now, that said, there have been many instances where people have been printing coin out of gold, silver, whatever, and they've had their whole operation seized. Well, this means that there is a lack of protection against an incursive, intrusive, and illegal actions by those who say, no, it ain't. It is not currency. Well, there's a problem with that. Is there a physical currency involved? That's first question. Number two, if this is a virtual currency, then you have the same situation and problem with each and every last debit and credit card on the planet. you may be taxed. Ooh, yeah, think about that. Each card swipe generally runs around $5. Well, are they paying? Are they paying their 25-30% or whatever it amounts to in terms of that type of tax? Or do they play games and say, "Oh, regular income"? I mean, there's a whole bunch of dirt, and Bitcoin's only the surface. And it's only one part of it all. There's a whole bunch of misuse of power involved everywhere. This is why I recommend not necessarily arrest everybody, because there, I know of about a dozen or so that are actually not only capable but honest and have supported their oath of office, have kept it. This means that they are constitutional representatives of the people. And there's been several votes where only a dozen, give or take, were allowed to vote because of these reasons. So you have to take all this into consideration. If Bitcoin is not a physical currency, in other words, something that has not been adopted specifically and produced specifically by a particular state, then you get into a shady area. If you go a step further and it is a virtual currency, like you have a virtual capability of buying with a credit card, then how come that credit card is not taxed just like the Bitcoin? That's the question I'd have, and they'd have to explain it. Next.
Yes. Right, we're at the top of the hour again, Drake. We have a couple of songs, one for Grammy and one for Tanath. Bye for now.
From a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a distance, I just cannot call.
Hi all, and welcome back to the final hour. The first song is to our special guest tonight, Grammy, Bette Midler from A Distance, and the second one is for a very dear friend of mine and Cosmic Voice, Tanath. It's one of her favourite songs. Lisa Lockheed, Run With Us. So, Drake, are we ready for some more questions?
Of course.
Right. This question has been left over from a number of weeks, so I would like to get it out the way. What do you know about spontaneous combustion?
Well, I know a lot about it. You take some oily rags and pile them up, and they will catch fire eventually if they're under the right circumstances. If you're talking about human spontaneous combustion, that's a little bit different.
Yes.
Depending on which one would depend on the answer I'd give. The simplistic part of human spontaneous combustion is basically a mystery because we don't have the capability to read the physics involved. Once they start learning about what it is and how it actually works, it's going to be a bit of a mind blower. Next.
Yes. Right. Recently, Russia has endorsed new long-term agreements relating to the oil gas industry. If Putin is working with us, what is the intention of these long-term deals, given that new technology is intended to be released?
Well, there's a whole bunch of people that still are not totally convinced about the new technology. The new technology is not ready to be implemented either, so you have to take all that into consideration. It could come out very quickly, and it can be pretty widespread. And as I understand the plan for that, the first part of it is a complete release of the information on all these subjects. And at that point, then people can start building their own devices. I mean, there's plenty of devices. I posted one on the Facebook page tonight. People I thought were interested, and I haven't seen much takers on it. It depends on what you want to do, how much you want to accomplish, and whether or not you are willing to take the funky road to get you there. Just remember that if you go building something that's going to put the oil companies out of business, and they got tons of money, who do you think they're going to hold responsible for fooling with their checkbook? there have been people, look up the water car. And look what happened to that guy. They suicided him, stole every freaking thing. I mean, you have to be able to do things of this nature in the proper manner so that you do not endanger yourself or your technology. These technologies are going to come out. This is why the oil companies are playing so many games with the prices of fuels right now. They're trying to get every last dime they can and go from there. I personally know that they are set up actually to be involved in the new technologies. Saudi Arabia actually announced it. So they know it's there and they know it's coming. It's a matter of time. Now, you have to understand, too, that there are a whole bunch of problems with this. How many people can afford the application of that new technology? Is it such a thing that the average poor person will benefit by? And if so, how? A lot of people don't own cars. They can't afford it. They're struggling just to get to and from on the bus.
Would that not come out of the collateral account streak?
Well, yeah, but those aren't open yet. See what I'm saying? I mean, you got a period of time here, and yes, it's coming. You have to first have the full disclosure of all of the technologies the government's hiding. That's going to be difficult. I would further suggest that it might take force of arms to get them to pop open the vaults that contain some of this stuff. A lot of it is working models of things. They didn't destroy them when they stole them or absconded with them. They're in several vaults that I'm aware of. If I know about it, then I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there who also know about it. So, what happens when you go in there and forcibly open Area 51? How much of a mess is that going to be? Think about it. It's not, what do you do when the We the People come after an Air Force base because of some of the things that they're hiding away. I mean, you know, are we going to have problems? I would suggest there may be. I don't know. It depends on how things are approached. It depends on the technology that comes out. I mean, what are all of the farmers going to do with a replicator? You'd be able to make all the food in such a manner that it's absolutely healthy for you. You don't have to wait for it. You just push in Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and gravy, and bingo, there it is. When you're done eating it, you put it back in and hit the recycle button, and it eats it up. I mean, you're talking about extraordinary and extreme changes in our basic social fabric, our basic sociology, and our belief systems. This is coming. It's not. It ain't me. I'm not. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Okay. I'm not trying to. It ain't me saying this is going to happen off the wall or something. This is stuff that I know is going to take place. There are varying ways that I can prove that to individuals if they need to see it. But irrespective, what do you do in that case? If you are in the oil business, you figure a way to get in on the technology. You want to keep them dollars coming. Okay, so at the point that the disclosures start happening, then you're going to start seeing extreme changes. You'll be able to take the gas tank and the engine out of your car and toss it. What are you going? Where are you going to toss it to? I mean, they're arguing with Tesla Motors right now about not. Well, what do you mean? We can't even do an oil change. Well, now what do you do? You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that people are going to have to get their head around, and there's going to be a whole bunch of changes. Now, I do not believe, as in the Tesla case, that anybody has the right to stipulate that. You're going to sell my product no matter what. Well, if they've got a vested interest in the dealership and there's a partnership there, that's different. But you don't just come in and say, well, now we're selling the electric cars right out of the showroom that you built for us. Thank you very much. That, to me, is sort of a socialist, communist attitude of not having to pay the bill. Well, is Tesla willing to be able to, you know, fund part, you know, do they want to pay rent on that portion of the showroom and, you know, things of this nature? I mean, the switchover, the change from what we have now to what is coming is going to take some time. There's no way on God's green earth that you're going to be changing every car over to some kind of electric wonder car that never has to have fuel put in it again overnight. It don't happen that way. How many mechanics does it take to take the engine and the exhaust system and the gas tank out and then put the new technology in? You got to train that person how to do that new technology or it'll get screwed up. So this is not something that is, you know, you're talking several years very probably in terms of initiating all of it to a point where everybody has one. But in the meantime, the changeover starts happening, that means grocery store sales, fuel sales, oil companies, food producers. There's a lot of people who are going to have to start switching things around a bit. Now, here's one thing that everybody does not know. Food replicators are fine, all well and good. There is a problem. Anything that has a fermentation process involved in its production does not do well in replicators. Well, now, that means there's going to be a lot of people making their own cheese and things of this nature that takes a fermentation process that would include alcohol. Now, as I understand it, when we make the transition, alcohol won't affect us like it did. So we'll be going in another direction. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is not something that's going to be simple, but, yes, it's coming. And, yes, the oil companies are very well aware, and they're buying technologies. Why is Google buying technologies when they're a software company? When they provide internet service? Well, simple. This is going to be the up-and-coming manner of making money. Lots of it. And this is why they're getting into it. They want to maintain their moneymaker. That's why they force individuals to work for a living, so they can maintain their moneymaker. You have to buy food. You have to buy gas. You have to buy this. You have to pay rent. You have to pay taxes. A lot of moneymakers involved in there if you look at it. So, yeah. Next.
cuckoo, I was going to say. Well, I was reading a report the other day from China, and they were talking about replicators and them building 10 houses in a day with these 3D printers. So that type of information is now becoming mainstream. Think of the changes in the construction industry. If suddenly the houses, they're building 10 houses in a day, you know.
And they never need a paint?
No.
Then you have to understand, too, now, that's one portion of the tip of the iceberg. You got to remember that the basis of a lot of the construction materials is going to change. You won't need steel, but you'll have a certain small item that will replace the steel I-beam you used to use. It's like steel got too heavy for cars, so they started using composites or aluminum or making a channeled frame rather than a solid one. Now, they've gotten to about the limit on all that. Aerodynamics are about at the limit. So what's left? The new technologies will give you that 5,000 miles of the gallon car, if that's your application. If you actually put together a water car and you run out of gas, you can whiz in a gas tank, as I understand it, and it'll run. I mean, this is getting a little odd in my opinion, but you've got biofuels and biodiesel. You know, you run down the road in an 18-wheeler, it smells like French fries. The advent of new technologies and applications is going to overwhelm a lot of the old portions of applications and technologies. It's going to take its place. Two reasons. It's a lot more efficient, and the efficiency, if you really get into it, can be such that it will no longer be profitable to do it that way. It will take some time, probably a couple of years, I'm thinking. But within that year, a couple of years span, what happens when you get all the oil in the world and nobody uses it? Well, that means that you're down the creek with no boat. So these people are not stupid. They are aware, very well aware. I've had a lot of contacts by varying different manufacturing people and wealthy people trying to get me to divulge some of the secrets that I know about the free energy technologies. And I won't do it, not yet. Now, if they offer me a good deal, I would be more than willing to set them up, take my money, and laugh all the way to the bank. There's a lot of people I know could use my a few hundred grand. But yeah, until they come up with a serious offer in that area, I'm not going to talk to them. I got a lot of people I would like to help personally, directly.
Surely steps must be taken at the reset. You mentioned before, like so Google buying technology. Unless we stop that at the reset, then basically we've got the same people in charge.
No, not exactly, because the restructuring that's going on presently in the financial and world systems is of a type in terms of its structure that will prevent that. In other words, the obligation will be one that they can't. It's like an offer they can't refuse kind of thing. If they refuse, then they're done. They're dead in the water. They will not be able to get any materials to manufacture their little widget, whatever it is.
Yeah.
There are ways to control people. you can control Monsanto by turning off their chemicals. You can control Monsanto by burning them down. I mean, there's a lot of ways to approach things, but everybody needs to understand that there is differentials. If we use a humanitarian approach and we do so correctly, we won't have any problems with that. In other words, you got to remember the banking and financial systems will be totally transparent. You'll be able to see everything that's going on. So that in and of itself should be enough of an incentive to let everybody know that it's going to come out the right way. There are people such as myself who are going to be making these decisions, and I'm not going to have it any less than everybody gets their fair share. I'm not going to have it any less than doing things the right way for a change. That's basically where I'm at.
Good.
China getting involved in the search for MH370, the missing plane. If they know this is a scam, are they colluding with the lie? What is their intention?
That's classified, if I gave you that answer. And I'm
okay.
going to hold that as classified and confidential. And the reason I'm going to do that is because they have ulterior motives for getting involved. And that's all
okay.
I'm going to say.
Is it true that Wilcock is saying about the U.S. being on red alert, awaiting some big event by the cabal to turn the tables and save themselves?
If there's a red alert, everybody in the world will know about it almost immediately. Ain't been declared, okay?
Right, okay. What is NASA's real mission?
Oh, boy.
To lie?
Well, that's a part of it. Jesus. Okay. There was a recent video that we had in one of our private chat rooms that covered an outlook that had been perpetrated by so-called light workers. They're not light workers. They're not of the light, the correct light, let's put it that way. they stipulated points of reference instead of planets. They stipulated certain realities and impacts that are partially, but only partially, correct. The reason, and I want everybody to grasp this, grab hold of it, the reason that you have physicality, that's walls, floors, ceilings, clothes, touch, that sort of thing, is so that you do not fall into the infinity trap. Now, that is a condition where the mind cannot handle what's really there and shuts down or goes totally bonkers insane. So basically, the ideology of 3D, or our present condition of physical existence, is such that you will learn how to orient yourself to something more than just the physical. It's a learning platform. That learning platform then is supposed to take you to a point where you understand that there is nothing there. Now, people have played the sci-fi bit of holographics being played on us, mind tricks being played on us, and the best one I've found so far is that we are still on a ship bound for who knows where, and this is a matrix, just like the movie presents, for our enjoyment and entertainment. This is a good probability, and it's also a good situational explanation of reality. If you decide you're no longer in 3D, you won't be. Just that simple. It's got to be an absolute decision. That's difficult. When you get your mind around the ideology, and anybody who has had an out-of-body experience called astral projection, anybody who has experienced that knows absolutely that you are specifically an energy pattern, each different, just like our fingerprints, designed by the Creator in such a manner that we are to be all we can be in whatever form we find ourselves, be that strict energy or be that 3D physically oriented. That we are of sound mind. In other words, as you explore into areas where there is no physicality, you won't lose it. Why? Because you can look around and see stuff that looks familiar. That only lasts for a certain point. When you get to a point where you surpass that, then you start getting into the area that you would fall into automatically if the physical orientation wasn't there. It is so grandiose and so mind-blowing and so expansive and so humongous in every way you can think of it that few minds today who are experienced can handle it, let alone the average person who's never experienced something like this. So the average person needs to have that orientation, come up through it, Then they need to realize, well, there's something more out there. Search it out, find it, and actually use it. When they start using it, then they'll start getting glimpses of what this, how infinite this creation is in its diversity and format. They'll understand then that they are not only an intrinsic part of it, but have the capability of exploring in places you never dreamed possible. So, there you go.
Yes, thanks for that. In my efforts to strengthen my discernment skills, I'm trying to weed out what is likely true and what is not on the internet. Can you give your respected and considered opinion about the white hats and the white knights? Which one is of the dark and which one is of the light, or are they both two sides of the same coin?
Well, you're asking me to say yay, nay, go, or stay about the existence of something and someone and people involved in an organization. I would rather not say. I would rather that the discernment go to your ability to turn on your psychic or your awareness or your spiritual capabilities to the extent that you can smell BS and have no doubt as to what it is. Then and only then will you start seeing how some of this, and I mean some of, not just, you're just going to very basically touch the surface, how this works. When you use discernment, it is simply this. When you read something, experience something, see something, or whatever, you have to understand that your first thought is your spirit speaking to you directly. It may be a part of the Creator helping it. It can be a higher developed being assisting you, but irrespective. First thought is always of God, is something that everybody that has been in priesthoods knows about. Well, God is the, quote, creator. The real God is that which created this all. And using that as your tool of discernment, they don't have any leverage. They cannot fool you. They cannot play games with you. You will immediately smell something that ain't right. You'll immediately know that somebody is playing games with your mind, and you won't read anymore. As these falsies, falsehoods, false orientations, and false sources are recognized by more and more people, nobody is going to want to hear it. They won't visit their websites. They won't bother them anymore. And they will slowly fade into something, you know, else. And this is the manner in which these things should be treated. After we make the transition, these sorts of things will not be coming up like they are now. That much I know. Next.
Seek the answers within.
Yes.
Can you address the your thoughts or comments on the Pope's up-and-coming 3D broadcast, please?
Hmm.
No cussing now.
Ah, boy. Just to be honest with you, I don't much care about what that boy does. If anybody really pays attention, you'll find that a lot of the ritual and a lot of the pomp and circumstance presented is no less than what the politicians present. Why? They want to fill a collection plate. Politicians want taxes. They want gifts. It's all well and good to believe in something beyond yourself. These people who are supposed to have been guiding us and showing us the manner in which to live and the path that each of us is supposed to follow has done anything but. Oh, they'll say they did. They'll say, oh, you got to go by this way or that way or... Well, you got to have truth as a basis for what you're preaching. You have to have the combination of the ability to simplistically ask the right questions. The right question is simple. Okay, I've read the Bible. and most people haven't. I have. I've read it several times. Okay, I've read the Bible. It stipulates in here that anybody can do signs, miracles, and wonders. And they'll say yes. And you set the Bible aside and you say, okay, walk across that mud puddle and don't get your feet wet, and I'll believe you. The proof's in the pudding. It's the show-me situation. Raise somebody from the dead. Fix this guy that's blind. If you cannot do this, then you don't believe, basically. Number two, you have a very extreme and extraordinary problem in terms of a lack of knowledge. And I would refer to Hosea 4:6, which I like. It's a nice quote. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It don't get much plainer than that. Next.
Yes. Drake, do you know what percentage of the countries who are asked to cooperate and enact and enforce the no-fly zones?
You're only going to have about a half a dozen right off the top. Then you're going to have others join in. And the percentage would be, over a period of time, the percentage will grow. Because if you keep the fox out of the hen house and you don't have to worry with all the gobbledygook and horse manure and baggage and whatever else they might want to try to drag into your country or into your life or put on you. I mean, according to the oligarchs, we're domestic terrorists, useless eaters, and we need to go. Well, how do you get rid of them if we can't start World War III? This is a problem. And they're seriously trying to figure out how to do that, but nothing's working. And I hope it stays that way. I've been in war, and I don't think it's cool. the basis of the problem is that every time they've turned around, somebody is beginning to answer them now. And that answer is something they cannot ignore. So basically, they're coming up against the situation of making them a deal they can't refuse. And if you refuse, there's going to be 7 million of us standing on your front porch wanting blood. Well, that's what they require of us, only they'll have Israel tell the hierarchy to go attack Iran or some such. Well, horse hockey. The reason they want to take Iran out is because Iran has figured out a way to circumvent their monetary system and pretty much their legal system. They can't touch them. Well, what do you do with that? Well, sure. Oh, there's some extreme hardship. Well, where did that information come from and who put it out? I will suggest that there is a lot less of what people say is truth in terms of things going on than what's really happening. You have to go at it in that way. Okay?
Yes. What legal actions is being taken against BLM and the land grabbing?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I've been trying to put NACERA in the forefront of this simply because at the point where that case comes up again, NACERA is required to be announced. And if somebody don't know what NACERA is, go to the website and look it up. It's on there. The gist of it is that you actually end up owning your land. Nobody has a right to. The title to your car becomes alloidal. In other words, it's non-touchable by anyone other than an agreement that they can touch it. Period. Doesn't matter who it is. It makes you the principal, not the borrower and the debtor, but the principal, the originator of the value, is you, the individual. All these things went through the Supreme Court. The federal government, at the time that these things were ruled on, did not have the wherewithal to pay the bill. Now, I want you to think about that real close. You're talking hundreds of billions of dollars. They didn't have the money. They didn't have what it took to pay it. So they closed it up, locked it up, put gag orders on everybody, and sealed the records. The announcement of NACERA, in terms of its principle, and if people look and the lawyer's good, then they'll be able to get some of these things out and start opening the casework. Okay, you ruled this way because of three cases I can't find, Your Honor, and I would like to have you elucidate. Well, basically what that's going to do is that causes the judge to either break the law, and he can go to jail, and or he can announce NACERA. He can start unsealing these documents. Now, the only problem is you have to go through the Supreme Court in order to do so, because they're the ones that put the gag order and the sealing of the records out. But, yes, all of these cases of this type have been through every court there is, and they have been adjudicated in favor of the landowner, plus all of us, because there were things in there that you can't leave a part of a rotten apple sitting around, because it'll continue to be rotten. So all of these things had to be addressed. This was the reach of these cases that went on. There's about, I counted them up, and there's a little over 400 of them altogether. I've been privileged, and I'm not going to deny this, and I have had special access to things, and this is how I get this information. I know what's in this era, but it has to be announced, and we need to open it. We need to make the government be the governance by and for the people, not for themselves anymore. That's the big change that they started making. They started it back in the 30s. And we're still tied. The apron strings are still tied to the crown in Britain. I mean, you know, we supposedly are free. No, we're not. Supposedly we are wealthy, but we're bankrupt. You get into all this and you start finding out. Well, Nasera is the answer. I've tried to stipulate that one of our listeners on the show or one of the readers on the Facebook page or somebody that sees it on the website will get that information to those lawyers and tell them to start digging. I have people that will assist them, that I know will assist them. I've already asked them about it. So at the point that they really want to pop this open, we can do it. And this is what I'm trying to get done. Next.
Is it true about the H.R. 2847, the U.S. dollar will officially collapse on July the 1st, 2014, signed by Obama?
That boy, you're going to find this sort of happy horse manure all over the place, and that's basically what this is. If crap is wet enough, it'll stick to the wall. If it's dry, it hurts, it comes out. It's not difficult to get this right. Now, here's how it is. Mr. Mac Daddy Long-Legged Obama ain't got the power to do diddly squat. There's a lot of people in powerful positions who have told him that, you know, he's asked favors, and they said, no, you wouldn't do it. He didn't treat us right. All the way down to the average person that he promised to help that supported him so much. Now they're turning around and say, well, all he's done is screw me over. He not only didn't give me what he said he was going to, he also took more than what, you know, I was prepared to give. And what's up with that? Well, he has problems. Serious, very serious ones. The finance, first of all, is bogus. Each and every last bit of it is bogus. How many people do you know can eat money? I mean, you know, this is after you wash the germs and nasties off of it and get the cocaine out of it. How many people can eat money or afford to do so? Even if they could afford it, it wouldn't be good for them. The roughage might help them take a dump they probably needed to take 10 years ago. But other than that, what's the food value? Okay, I mean, you have to look at these things in realistic terms. Basically, it's a credit. That's what the FRN is. Federal Reserve Note. They are noting to the fact that they owe you a dollar's worth of whatever. That's basically what that is. It ain't worth squat. Why? It's not backed by anything. They like to have it backed by something, but there's a problem with that. That agreement and those treaties involving the collateral accounts have been officially canceled. Ooh. In not too near future, you're going to have the collateral account holders, the people that own the collateral accounts, requiring payment. Now, nobody has paid interest or made any kind of payment other than one entity. And so, you know, all of the gold on the surface of the planet in existence right now in the Western arena, all of it put together, won't pay the interest. Now, if you can't pay the interest on a loan, you are considered insolvent if you are a financial institution. Bingo. It all goes down. All the treaty's over with anyway. The 99-year agreement expired. That means that the Federal Reserve note is worth zilch. It's still being honored as money, but not worth nothing. So you tell me how squirrely the financial system is. Next.
Right. Is it true that in 200 years the sun is going to die, and is it true that transition could take that long to happen?
No. On both accounts, first of all, the sun is not what you think it is, and its longevity is not tied to the physics people would like to believe in. However, no. 200 trillion years, maybe the sun will go out. That particular sun is critical. You'll find out more about this as you get your education through the transition into higher realms of physics. I'm not going to go into it because it's rather convoluted. As far as anything else going on, forget it. These are rumors, and you're going to find these things blatantly out there. Okay?
Last quick question, because I'm going to bring Grammy back on in a minute. Do you think this is to do with dinar again? Lots of people have bought them and expecting to get 32 to 38 per US dollar. Do you think the people will at least get their original investment back, or will they go as high as it's been expected?
Oh, boy. I would suggest this. I understand that it is basically fractioned in value. So if you put it together so that it comes out in reality as to what it's looking like, you might get 20, 30 cents a piece. Okay?
Right, we're going to bring Grammy back on. She wanted 5 minutes before the end. Grammy, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Good.
I thank you for giving me 5 minutes. First of all, I cannot begin to tell you how much it meant to me that you played my son's memorial song, Thomas Williams. From a Distance was not only their memorial song, it was their favorite song, their hope for this planet and beyond. I have never been a religious person, but I can tell you that from the time I was a little girl, I have felt touched by a higher power. Touched and taught and led, and I know that we're all right where we're supposed to be today. And everything happens for a reason, even if we don't like it when it happens. From a Distance is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. I also dreamt that if you gotta love them from a distance, still love them. You can hate what they did, you can hate what they said, but do not hate them. I would like to give the blessing that I always gave on our Drake and Company show. I love my brother very much, and as I said, when I left Drake and Company almost a year ago, I did and do and always will love my brother Drake. There's nothing pretentious about me. I am not wishy-washy. I mean what I say. And when I tell you all that I truly love you, even if I don't always agree with you, I love you, and I wish each and every one of you always the best. May the Great Spirit bless you and your loved ones and this planet and beyond. That's all I have to say, Thomas.
Thanks very much for that, Grammy. it means a lot to a lot of people.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
You made me cry when you played my son's memorial song, because it is so beautiful. It is so deep, and it has such great meaning. And that is what this planet and beyond needs.
Yes.
And then some.
Heart and purpose.
Yes. I love you, Drake.
Love you, too.
I know.
You're a poop. Say what?
I told him he's a poop head. That was my favorite nickname for my brother.
I
know people would fully agree with you.
My blood brother. I called my blood brother Poophead. He was my baby. And he had epilepsy from the time he was 5 years old. And I mothered him. He was the first person that I ever mothered. I've mothered a lot of people. And I was always the neighborhood mother. You see, I was sneaky. I figured I would always know what my sons were doing if all of their friends were in my house. And I was right. So, become the neighborhood mother.
That sounds like I was guilty before I started.
You were.
Okay.
Cheers. Drake?
I'm a little crazy, but that's good.
Yeah.
We're all a little crazy, Grammy.
We all have to be a little bit crazy to get through this world. I believe we're all being tested.
Oh, yes.
Based upon my life and my experiences in my life, I say that we're being tested. And we can choose to be positive or negative. Negative doesn't get us anywhere. It's real dark, and it's not very nice.
Yeah.
No.
Would you want time, yes?
Do you want to finish up, Drake? You've got about another minute or so, 90 seconds, something like that.
Okay, well, you planning to play a song at the end of the hour here?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm going to keep it short then.
Well, you got about a minute.
Get her done.
All right. I hope you all enjoyed that show. Grammy returning. I did. I'd like to remind people this coming Saturday, there's a very important meditation. It's posted on the page. We'll see if we can find it and bump it back up after this show. It's related to things ongoing this weekend. That's important that everyone elevates themselves and counteracts it. I can't stress the importance of it. And please remember the times. I think it's about 2:30 Eastern time and 11:30 Pacific time. So if you can put that in your diaries, it will be much appreciated. It's very important that we observe that and carry that through. Right, that just about finishes things up. My name is Thomas Williams. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
As the saints turn into sinners. for a moment.